Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Griff, in about 15, 16 minutes, before I take a call, John here on Twitter says, Bill, if the season is played, potentially half of Alabama's games would be against top 10 teams. I've seen people speculate on conference only. Who does that help? And I've seen some actually tweet it hurts the SEC. Are you crazy? Are you certifiably crazy? SEC will get more of the benefit of the doubt than any other league in this. Now, Alabama, now again, let's go with the rumored, the teams that are rolling on your schedule next will be the two teams that are at it. Don't know that to be true, but that's all we've got. When proven otherwise, we'll go with the facts, but let's just suppose. So that would include Florida for Alabama. They already have Georgia. That's two top 10. And then from the SEC West, you could go with, and again, the word is potentially. You could argue whether these belong in the top 10 or not. Auburn, LSU, A&M. That's 5 out of 10 right there. So John is right. Alabama, folks, if they win the SEC, they're going to be given way more benefit of the doubt than almost anybody. And or Georgia, or whoever. But again, it's been the chalk, and it looks to stay the chalk for the most part. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Bill, it's time to institute the modified Pine Bluffs model, where all the teams are sequestered to the Pine Bluffs area, and you just let them play. Make it like a travel baseball tournament or a soccer tournament. Test everyone and bring them to a place where the numbers are very low.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I don't think any of the folks in charge think that's doable. I think it's doable once we get to the playoffs, if they want it to. But I don't know that you could take an entire league, move them, sequester them, and keep them. You know, there's all these rules. Now, these aren't laws, but these are rules about you can't leave the bubble. And if you do, when you come back, you got to be 2 weeks in quarantine or whatever it is. I don't know if you could do that for college. And now, is there a football facility that is also contained within a bubble that has a hotel in it that every college big P5 league could use?
Yeah, I think in Minneapolis, isn't that set up like that, where you don't have to walk outside? I mean, they've had the Super Bowls there, and that was one of the selling points, was that it's self-contained.
So you move the Big Ten to Minneapolis. Now, is Orlando self-contained with a football field, too?
Yes, there is. There's a stadium there.
So you could put the SEC in Orlando. What about the Big 12? Where obviously it would be somewhere like in Dallas, but is there anything – is Jerry's World – I don't know that – I'm sure there's hotels close. I haven't been to Jerry's World, but
I mean, even where the Patriots play, that's all self-contained. There's like a whole big shopping entertainment venue there with hotels.
Hmm. Well,
I'm telling you, it could be done. I mean, you could go to some of the, you know, the travel baseball or soccer, AAU basketball models. You know what? They all use Disney. You wouldn't even, Phil, you could go to a James Madison that's got a nice-sized stadium. If it's all going to be for TV only anyway, you could go to Frisco, Texas. You wouldn't need some mega stadium unless you were going to have fans.
Well, that's true.
So you could be in some rural football facility somewhere. You know, North Dakota State's got that bubble, right? But, I mean, you could be in an area and take teams to an area where the numbers are extremely low. It absolutely could be done.
I just don't hear any talk about it. Doesn't mean it's not being discussed, but I haven't heard any talk about that from a college. Everything I've seen from a college point of view has suggested that it's simply not doable with college students. And now in these self-contained hotels, I guess all your classes would be virtual, so you could use convention rooms or whatever for that. Or you could use your hotel room. I mean, really doesn't matter, right?
Bill, did you ever go to the Gaylord in Orlando?
No.
I think there's one in, I don't know if there's one in Nashville, but I mean, it's a...
Yeah, Opryland. Opryland is Gaylord here.
Yeah. It's a self-contained place. I mean, I've been to national sales meetings for work there where you had 1,000 sales representatives in their own rooms. And it's like an airport, the way the logistics are done. But you absolutely could house 1,000 football players there with no problem.
Well, maybe... Maybe that'll come up. To date, I don't think it's come up, though.
Bill, I'm telling you, it's the way to go.
Jim, have a good one, sir.
You too, my friend. Take care.
Yeah, the assumption has always been you can't do that with college students. Now, maybe it's the whole, well, they're not pros, so you can't make them, force them in a bubble. The big lie that they don't get anything, which is a huge lie that's being perpetrated. Huge lie. They get hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of stuff, including cash in their pocket. They don't owe a damn thing back, but they don't get anything. That one, I know that's not a new thought from me. I've said it on this show for years. I don't get over it, though. You know, you're supposed to get over things. I don't get over that. I can't get past that. No, Kev. Bill, I think you look at cities that have two stadiums. Cincinnati has Bengals and Bearcats. So you could put the Buckeyes in the city of Cincinnati. The Buckeyes in the Big Ten. I don't know. What if Luke Fickell said no? Not allowing it. I'm the coach here. Then Josh would get mad because Josh does not like Luke Fickell. Josh, you know how you're supposed to get over stuff? Josh will not get over 2011. You cannot ask him to get over it. He's not going to do it. Even though I don't think that's Luke's fault. Luke got put in a very difficult position in 2011. And let's face it, that facilitated the Pontiff, Ashtabula Jesus, Urban Meyer. Yeah, that facilitated that. So it worked out, man. 1 year of pain to deliver you Urban Meyer. I'll take that deal. I'll take that deal every year. Yeah, if you could insure yourself, think about all the pain Alabama fans went through. It wasn't 1 year, it was tons of years to get to Nick Saban. If you could switch 1 year of just miserable football at your school for an Urban Meyer delivery, You agree to that 200% of the time, right? But whatever the most percentage is today, we change it all the time. 100, 101%, 200, infinity percent, whatever it is. You do that every time. Little bit of pain for the delivery on the other side. Josh, referring to Luke Fickell, Bill, Fickell boy, lost to those B words up north. Unacceptable. How do you lose to Brady Hoax? Sorry, a double dollar sign. It was painful. Jim mentioned Gaylord. This is Jeff 2. Alpha Bean Counter Jeff 2. Bill, Jim mentioned Gaylord. Not sure if he's aware, but Gaylord is headquartered here in the 615. Opryland Hotel and all that. Now, are all the headquarters over in the Opryland complex, the corporate, or are they downtown somewhere in one of the buildings? I don't know that. Not connected. Todd Rodermel, before Omni fame, worked at Gaylord. Gator Mike did too. That's how they know each other originally from back during those times. Very familiar with all of that. Here's what we will do. If Griff is off his business call that he has every Tuesday, we'll have him in just a couple of minutes after the break. Griff with us. That's Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. That's next up here on this Tuesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning out here in West Nashville. They're up against the wall with a stalled vehicle in a tricky spot. Watch for it on 40 eastbound at OHB. Again, that's out on the west side of town. Right now, TDOT just rolled up on the scene. Finishing up an accident, had some injuries earlier at Wedgewood at 8th. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. They started all this hot chicken craze. Check them out online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Paid for by Tax Advocate Group.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. Again, 800-555-1212.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski dominated and took home the win from New Hampshire. Up next, a double shot of Michigan this coming weekend for the Cup Series. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. It would make us smile. Every single weekday right here.
Five State Forecast. your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, high 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 83. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 65. And Thursday, mostly sunny, high 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network with Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Yet he's on his call. We will get to him when he's ready. No worries with Griff. 614 Rob links a tweet. Rashad Bateman, the reigning Big Ten receiver of the year from Minnesota, University of Minnesota, is opting out of the 2020 season due to COVID-19, this could be the first domino in the conference with a schedule expected out today. And it's a tweet from Bateman just saying, wishing well. Is this the first of others? Some may opt out. Some may get into the season and opt out. That could happen. And everybody, every coach that I've seen, every person that has influence has said, that's totally understandable. If you are uncomfortable and you feel like it's too dangerous for you, or you just, again, you have your own reasons, then by all means. And most everybody is saying you keep your scholarship, which I think is very fair, very reasonable. I think that's the right way to go with it, too. So are we going to see some of this? Are we going to see some more of this? Oh, I would think so. I would think so, and I would think that anybody involved is going to be considerate and understanding. That I agree with. Yeah, that I agree with. Now, we need 50% of the revenue, and we need coaches and ADs to take a huge pay cut, and we need that. No. With that, I say, if that's your demand or else, goodbye, nice knowing you. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch territory, checking in. Bella Hope Griff is discussing the 1,200-pound gorilla in the room right now. Hashtag Kentucky's winning the SEC East. That's gaining. That is gaining steam like a locomotive right there. I like that. I like that a lot, to say the least. Yeah, we could have others. Yes, we could have others making similar announcements. For sure. Now, Minnesota, some are picking them to win the Big Ten West. Some are picking Wisconsin. It just depends on who you look at, who you pay attention to. Everybody's picking the Buckeyes to win the Big Ten East. Everybody's picking the Buckeyes to win the league outright. I haven't seen one to the contrary when it comes to that. Not at all. We have not heard, at least I haven't seen, the SEC really did not give a date for schedule, meaning dates, etc., but schedule release. All they said was something along the lines of, if you're assuming that the two rotating games that are next in line down the road are the two teams that will be added, that isn't necessarily going to be the case. May or may not. But we have not heard anything in addition to that. And again, I don't have to have the schedule today. Whenever it comes out, it comes out. I'm not clamoring. I'm not anxious to the point where I can't take it anymore. Schedule comes out, it comes out. I'm good with it either way. Yeah, I don't worry with it either way when it comes to that. I have not heard from Griff either. A lot of times what he'll do is when he's late, he will text me and say, tell Charlie I'm running a little late. We'll get to it. No worries either way. But he gets on these calls and they last. And sometimes he's not able to get off them in time, so we have to push it back a little bit. We could do him coming out of the next break, or we could do him later. A couple of weeks ago, we actually got to him, and it was the last segment of the show, which is fine. Either way. Interesting note today earlier, if you missed it. It bears doubling back on. And again, I don't know how many states. Now, Ohio is not a real liberal state. It's considered moderate to conservative, depending on where you're at. You know, every state's got their pockets of whatever. But Mike DeWine, the governor, has signed an executive order, I believe, a couple of days ago, August 1st. And in that order, among other things, it translates to mean that at college or pro games, football games in Ohio, whether it's the Browns or the Bengals or the Buckeyes or whoever, you cannot have people in the stands. That supersedes Gene Smith, who said a couple of days prior to that announcement, he was anticipating letting in about 20 to 22,000 per game. No tailgating, got to wear masks, all those things, all those precautions. So as of now, and it does leave in, the wording leaves in that the health department could ease those restrictions, could. But as of right now, the way that reads, nobody's going to a game at Ohio State, meaning fans, and the horseshoe. We don't know what states now. Obviously, New York, we've already heard from Cuomo on that. That was new. Jim was talking about it most recently. We've heard from some states. Now, Texas is saying that they right now will endorse a rule that's already in place, and that's the 50% rule. So if you're going to a Texas game or a, now again, this isn't a league thing, this is a state thing. So A&M game, different leagues, but same state, obviously. TCU, Texas Tech, Baylor, there's a zillion schools there, right? Right now, Cowboy game, right now they're saying 50%. That rule that's already in place is the rule right now for our state. Josh, Bill, nobody wants to waste their time or money going to a Browns or Bengals game anyways. Here locally in Tennessee, for the high schools now, they're saying a Ford or a third in the high school games. Games begin here. Is it August 19th? Now, again, Metro Nashville said nothing until after Labor Day, so it's not all uniform what everybody's deciding. But here, I'm south of the downtown 615. Out in Wilco, games can start, I believe it's August 19th. Somebody correct me on that date if need be. So that's just a couple of weeks off. That's, maybe it's the 21st. I don't know. But that would be 2 weeks from this Friday, in essence, for games. And, again, they're saying masks, and we're going to let a fourth to a third in the stadium, and they discourage concession stands, among others. Tell you what, let's take a call from Los Angeles, and this is John, who we got to meet and spend time with at Commitmas. He probably holds the record for flying the furthest for Commitmas. I believe he does. I can't think of one further than him. What's up, John? How you been, sir?
Hey, Bill. How you doing? Hey, finally back here. I was telling Charlie I listened to you on the recordings here. You know, I've been working from home the last 4 months instead of downtown, so I'm 50 miles out of there, so I don't take the train in. But anyway, thought I'd call in and got you here live. So anyway, hey, you had a caller yesterday saying his brother won this senior thing, 61 years old. That's my age. He played at Wake Forest.
Yeah.
He's my age. We played our NC2As there. Wake Forest hosted. Bermuda Run was the course, 1979. Hell of a hard course there. You know, brought back some memories there.
Do you remember this? His name is Matt King.
God, I don't know. You know, Gary Hallberg was there.
Right.
Scott Oak, of course, was long gone. But
right.
Bermuda Run, it was a hell of a course. That last day, we had the lead with 9 holes to play. And that back 9 played so hard. John Cook, Ohio State, Mark Balin, Sindelar, those guys had a great last 9 holes over. It took us, and I think we ended up 3rd or 4th. But anyway, that was,
How about that?
That was neat. So
yeah, John, let me give everybody. John played, even though he's a Notre Dame fan, John played at Southern Cal. He was a golfer at Southern Cal and knows his way around a golf course, to say the least. I don't. I'm 180 opposite. I run into things on the golf course, but John knows what he's doing.
Hey, you know, you mentioned that, Bill. You know, as I said, I played at SC. I went there. I grew up an Indy fan because my dad played there back in the late 40s, early 50s under Leahy, you know, and that's been in my blood, and I've been an Indy fan all along. And I've always felt a little kind of weird about it maybe, but last time I called in, you had mentioned that it's not uncommon for guys to end up going to one school to play a sport yet still have a passion for another sport. And honestly, that helped me feel a little bit better because, like I said, I always felt a little odd. But anyway, you know, I've been to 40 games back at Indy going back to 68 when I was only 9, 10 years old. And I've seen just about every great game there while my dad was still alive, and great memories. You know, that Irish stuff, man, that kind of gets in your blood. It's, you know, and, you know, I've anyway, but I love my Trojans. Hey, you know, I pull for them every time. Just that one game a year becomes a little bit difficult to do. But anyway, thanks for mentioning that the last time. I feel a little bit better. It's not uncommon that I'm not alone, you know, with that type of feeling. So,
I think I've asked you this, but I don't remember. Were you at that Southern Cal Notre Dame game in, what was it, 74, where Notre Dame had the huge lead and then got blown out? Anthony Davis returned the second half kickoff.
Absolutely.
I figured you were.
Oh, yeah. That was. I went to every NDSC game from 1968 to 94. The only reason I missed the 95 game, my daughter, but for her first child, was about to be born, and so that's why I missed that one. But, no, the 74 game, you know, that game was in control and 24-6 at half, dominating, you know. They had Tom Clements and then all of a sudden that first kickoff there,
I know,
you know, Anthony Davis shook Rudnick, I think was his name, you know, and anyway, the floodgates open. Yeah, that was.
Tell you what, there, good friend John, always a pleasure, sir. I know it's not an easy trip, but I hope we see you again soon.
Bill, I'll crawl back there if I have to. Okay. I'll definitely make it. Okay. I'll see you then.
Yes, sir, okay. John. Yeah, John, good people, man. He came all the way from L.A. and stayed with us here for Commitmas, and we just had a blast. And that knowledge, man. Yeah, Anthony Davis, and we got Griff. We got to get to it. But Anthony Davis returned the second-half kick, and Notre Dame was up big, got blown out. They were up big and then lost big. Anthony Davis had this deal. When he would score, he would dance on his knees. I don't know if you've YouTube this. YouTube Anthony Davis touchdown. Southern Cal. Danced on, it was a hellacious celebration. Anyways, Griff, when we come back, he's here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up right now. Coming through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 going northbound. Now 24 eastbound near OHB out near the Rutherford County line. There's been an accident. You may see that as you head out towards Murfreesboro. There's still quite a bit of traffic coming the other direction on 24 west up through the Hickory Hollow area in that construction zone. A Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the space repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Mike Griffith with us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. Griff, we were talking earlier, and I know it's been said it would be logistically impossible, but I want to ask you anyways. Would it be possible to bubble an SEC East like in Atlanta, stay at the Omni, walk over to Mercedes-Benz, play all the games in one day or 2 days, maybe take the West and put them in Orlando? Is that even doable?
Are you going to do it for all the sports?
Do you have to do it for all? Well, yeah. That's true. So that means volleyball and,
you know, everybody's forgetting that, you know, Pac-12 demands, they want all this money, they want half of this, they want half of that. Well, then there's no money to fund all the other sports in the NCAA, and the whole amateur college model collapses.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, yeah, that's right. So your fall Olympic sports would have to be housed, and you would have to, again, I don't know. Mercedes-Benz doesn't have the ability for volleyball courts, do they? I don't think so. Not that I
everybody,
know.
everybody, not everybody. Some people want something for nothing. You know, this thing, all these players, they get nothing. What do you mean they get nothing? You know how much money it costs to go to college? You know how many loans are outstanding right now? How many people are in their 30s, early 40s, still paying college loans? What about the medical treatment they get? Do you know how much medical treatment costs? You know how much my retired parents have to pay for medical treatment? Do you know how much that training table costs to feed a 20-year-old 300-pound player 24/7? Do you know about those places they live? Do you know what kind of facilities they live in? They look better than a 5-star hotel. You know how much it would cost to stay there per night? I mean, this stuff that athletes don't get anything is bull. That's not true. Just go on the campuses. Look at the facilities. Look at the Clemson football building. That's not open to the public. The rest of the students on campus can't go there. You know what's really amazing is some schools charge a student activities fee. They make the students help pay for the college players. So at some point, and I can't remember who wrote the article in San Diego, but they said, you know what?
It's fantastic.
Time to tell the athletes if they don't like it, forget it. You don't like it, don't come.
Griff, I was shocked that article came out of California. It was a fantastic article. Shocked.
If you don't you don't got to come. Nobody's making anybody do anything. This whole thing, they're making them, they're taking. No, they're not. They're giving them opportunities. Look, if they don't want it, they don't have to take it. But you can't come in and make the rules. Can you imagine if you walked in, man, I'm going to apply for a job. Oh, my gosh, I'm so thankful. This company picked me. You know, these players are recruited. I'm getting all these offers and so thankful to have an offer from Alabama. Oh, I can't. And then you get there, you want to try and change all the rules? That ain't how life works, man.
Mike Griffith with us. So we couldn't bubble him up, huh? Is that what your answer?
The Title IX legislation.
Right.
Because here's what's happening. Everybody's forgetting about the women's rights. Everybody's forgetting about Title IX. You know, and I had a daughter that was a scholarship player in college. I appreciated that. And I covered men's sports, so I appreciate that. I've been on both sides of the coin. I see the value of it. You know, we see the value of these former athletes. And if they don't play pro, that's okay. The things that they learn in college playing athletics helps them become future teachers and coaches and role models and good citizens. There's a value to this. It's not all about making money. There is a lot to do with development of people. There's certain companies, they want to hire players, former players, because they understand team concepts. They understand work. They understand accountability. They understand responsibility. There's a value to college athletics that goes beyond them making millions of dollars as NFL stars or NBA stars. Just because you don't turn out to be a professional athlete doesn't mean you're not a professional person. Hey, my daughter, she's got her own cookie business right now. I'm proud of her. The stuff that she learned in college, having to grind through those practices, all those ball games, heck, going back all the way, playing all those games in Nashville with against the Nashville Nighthawks and the Explorers. We were on that circuit, man. There were a lot of Saturday mornings. She was up at 6 a.m. for that 3-hour drive to Nashville to play ball for 9 hours in the sun. You don't think that gave her some character and taught her a work ethic and some dedication? And now she can run her own business? So when people talk about athletes don't get anything in college, they get a lot. They get coached, they get opportunity, and they should be thankful for that. And if they don't want it, then they don't have to take it.
Charter flights? Is that everybody getting charter flights? You charter your own, Griff?
Not me, man.
Not me either. Georgia dog. Now, again, Griff isn't a recruiting guy every day. He does pieces on them when they sign and stuff. But here's a question I'll throw at you, Griff. Georgia Dog says, ask Griff if he's got any news on Amarius Mims, a 5-star offensive lineman out of Cochran, Georgia.
Nope. You know what? Those kids that are juggling schools, I don't play that game. I mean, they're 17-year-old. You want to get in the mind of a 17-year-old? Good luck.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, well, that's good for them. I don't waste my time on it. I mean, it's futile. Because things change. I mean, the situation's changed. How did they know what they want at 17 years old? Did you know? I mean,
that changed every second when I was 17.
I didn't know what I wanted at 7. Are you kidding me? 17 years old. Look, he's a talented guy. George is in the mix. What else do you want to know? He's going to decide. You know, we've got coverage. Jeff Sintel took a lot of pictures of him. Big, strong guy that can play football. He'll decide where he wants to go. He'll say, well, they got this offer, this offer, this offer. this is where I choose to go. And then you hope he goes there, and you hope he stays, because he might transfer after 1 year. You never know.
There is anticipation of the SEC releasing the schedule. We know what the eight games are, but there's two teams to be added. One of the theories is the next two teams that rotate in the future would be the two teams you play. We've been told don't necessarily book that yet. What are you thinking they're doing? Will they just simply take the teams that roll on next, or will they try and sit down and pull thin hairs off their scalp to make things fair? Which is futile.
It is futile. They should take the next two teams that are predetermined. Before any of this crisis happened, you know, there's a rotation of teams you're supposed to play, and that's what they should do. But the problem with that, I've been told by one source, is, well, then you start messing with the future. You start messing with 2021 and 2022, and you got to schedule those. You know, it's like, well, yeah, but what's a more equitable way to do it? Because if you start trying to pick which team is better than which team, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Anybody in Georgia think South Carolina was going to beat them in Athens? I didn't. You know, I mean, you can't do that. And that's playing, you know, you can't. That's not fair. There's going to be winners and losers however you do it. There's going to be people that are going to say, oh, this team had it easy, and this team's got it easier than this team. And, you know, there's going to be some squeaky wheels. And, you know, the only thing I wonder is if the SEC will do some things to make more lucrative television matchups. If they were to, but then you still got losers. I guarantee Vanderbilt, Missouri ain't gonna be a part of that plan. Heck, I don't even know Vanderbilt. Does Vanderbilt even care anymore? You know, how sad is that? Vanderbilt, just when you thought it couldn't get worse, it gets worse. I'm seeing people now saying they want him out of the conference. I don't even think SEC needs to hold on to him anymore. You know, they got enough good academic schools. Vanderbilt's just. They're an embarrassment to themselves. I feel so bad for those kids there and Derek Mason. I mean, Vanderbilt had a window. We're going to look back 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years from now. We're going to say, you know what? There was a time when Vanderbilt beat Tennessee. What was it, Bill? 5 out of 7 years? Was that right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And people are going to say, no, that didn't. Are you talking about the 1940s? No. That happened after 2000 when Tennessee had the big building and the big budget. And Vanderbilt was doing, and Vanderbilt had, and Nashville was growing, and the economy was good. And what did Vanderbilt do when they had that window? They did absolutely nothing. They stripped down their athletic department even more. How ridiculous. It's just a damn embarrassment.
Griff, where is Georgia in practice right now as far as what are they allowed to do? What are they doing?
Well, they're in that 20-hour-a-week, use the ball, you know, every day you practice for 1 hour stage. You know, and then I guess, it was supposed to be 29 days from their opener. Their opener was going to be a Monday night game. Everybody else was going to be September 5th. So count back from September 5th, 29 days, and that's when you can start practice. And then I want to say it's 4 or 5 days into that where you get to wear pads. But I think they're going to talk about how they want to revise their schedule now that they got the September 26th opener. Because, you know, yeah, all that extra practice time is great, but you don't want to burn your guys out either. So they've got to kind of figure out how they want to do things. You know, classes start at Georgia August 20th. So you got kids probably arriving in a week. We got high schools around here that just opened up. School systems just opened up with kids in the classroom. So that's going to be interesting. But right now they're in the planning stages. I would imagine Kirby would want to get as early of the start as he can. I mean, he's got a new offensive coordinator, a new offensive line. You know, new backfield, new receivers, influx of receivers. You know, it's going to be a completely different Georgia offense this year. Terminology, everything.
Tell you what, though, Griff, they've got another almost 2 months to get ready for it, though.
Well, at least, right? Yeah. I mean, we hope that September 20. You know, there's a lot that's happening. You know, there's some guys that are. You know, some players are turning pro, and hey, you know, if that's what they want to do, I'm all for it. I'm not against that. If guys want to opt out, that's absolutely their right. Listen, when I come on here as a proponent for measured progress, I'm not telling other people they don't need to move forward. Listen, right now, I'm back in lockdown mode here, man. This stuff's spiking in Georgia. I'm reeling it back in. I'm locked down again. I'm saying, you know what? I'm getting groceries delivered. I'm not going, you know, right now I'm looking at the number. I'm responding to the numbers. And I'm saying I'm back on lockdown. right now. You know, so I don't tell people what they ought to do. I tell people that I think as a country we need to move measured growth, right? But if people don't want it, that's fine too. What I don't like is that the people that don't want something says, well, if I can't have it, I don't want anybody to do it. No. You worry about yourself. This is America here, man. We get to make our own decisions. We got freedom here. There were a lot of people that died for these rights that we have for freedom. I mean, they gave their life. I know how that works, man. You sign up. You put the flag on your shoulder, and you know that any day, you could be anywhere, 24 hours, you could be anywhere in the world with a rifle in your hand, giving your life up for a cause. That's how the military works. I don't think people really know that. I don't think people really respect that. But that's how it's worked for a long time. And people have died for the rights that we have. They gave their lives for it. It is that valuable. Do not give those rights back. Those rights are protected. That's where I'm at with it. And I'm not saying for anybody to be responsible. Everybody should be responsible. We have a pandemic. Everyone should be wearing masks and considerate of others and obeying your local statutes. But as far as how you choose to pursue your opportunities in life, no one should be able to take that away from you, Bill.
Griff, we'll see you next Tuesday, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
There he is. There's Griff. We need the break right here and right now, so let's take it. Coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up right now. Coming through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 going northbound. Now 24 eastbound near OHB out near the Rutherford County line. There's been an accident. You may see that as you head out towards Murfreesboro. There's still quite a bit of traffic coming the other direction on 24 west up through the Hickory Hollow area in that construction zone. A Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
This summer, it's Mega Mayhem at Nashville Shores Water Park. Come on, thrill to our massive all-new family raft ride. At 6 stories tall, it's our largest water slide ever. Soar through its huge tornado funnel. Fly high on its colossal 40-foot wave wall. Oh yeah, mega thrills, mega fun. Experience the all-new Mega Mayhem, only at Nashville Shores Water Park. And now, save $10 on one-day adult admission when you buy tickets online at NashvilleShores.com. Park open daily.
Every game is huge for the Braves as this sprint of a 2020 season rolls on. So make sure you're right here for every epic moment.
1-1 to Acuna. He sends one soaring. Deep left field. Way back to the wall and gone.
Tonight, the Braves homestand rolls on from Truist Park as the American League East Toronto Blue Jays come to town.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:55 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, high 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 83. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 65. And Thursday, mostly sunny, high 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network with Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
There you go, Griff. bro. Yeah, if you haven't seen the San Diego Union article, it is just fantastic. Again, I'm shocked that was allowed to come out of California. Wow. Very well done. You've heard me through the years talk about the products that we have. We take, we talk to people about, we get people to participate, order these products. We've got a new address for you. And on this site, you get the energy products that are so good. Matter of fact, my kids load up on that and hydrate before football practice. Before we jog or walk every day, we use these products as well. And we can get you now even a better discount, 20% off. It's wildernessathlete.com. And use the discount code, the VIP code, KingVIP. That's for 20% off. Free shipping. That's never been the case. Free shipping as well. And you're going to be amazed at the pricing. It's even better. Now, if you have any questions, email me or DM me or whatever, and I can help you with this. But it's a fantastic product, products. If you're a weekend warrior, you're hunting, you're hiking, camping, anything outdoors, bars, coffee, keto snacks, the energy, the hydrate, all of that. Defense products as well, helping you with your immune system. All of this at wildernessathlete.com. And again, use for 20% off KingVIP. If you don't do that, you don't get the discount. KingVIP. Allen, but not in Tampa. Allen in Franklin, Tennessee. What's up there, Allen? How you doing, sir?
I can't complain, Bill. I tell you what, I just had to comment on Griff today. The Reverend was wound up, and I tell you what, I don't think the man said a thing that I didn't totally agree with. It's just not nice to hear it. You tend to bring him out of his shell, and I tell you what, it was a call worth waiting on.
Pretty good today, wasn't he? I agree.
I thought he was excellent. And, Bill, I know you're getting short on time. Let me ask you this. The situation with the 10-game SEC schedule, of course, there's going to be unintended consequences on this. And give me, in your opinion, which coaches may be more disadvantaged or the most disadvantaged by going to this 10-game all-SEC, no cupcake type situation, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Well, let me state the obvious here. Vanderbilt, to get a reasonable record, the few years they have won, has to schedule non-conference games that are winnable. That's been wiped out. So Vanderbilt gets destroyed even more because of this. Wasn't going to be a good year regardless. Now, you want something more mainstream? If they use the roll-in method, meaning the teams that were going to roll into your schedule the soonest into the future, then Florida gets Alabama and A&M, new to their schedule. Now, Dan Mullen is a very good coach. Dan Mullen can handle himself. He can handle his team. That's a tough two-game addition. And again, it's not going to be equal. Never has been equal. Schedules from one league to the next or inside a league have never been ideally equal. And they're not going to be. And the debate about it is useless. I don't waste any time on it other than critiquing it, critiquing the debate side of it. So, to me, those are two that stand out. And again, we don't know if the SEC is going to go with that method or not. They have not told us that. That is an assumption. May or may not be the right assumption. We don't know. Yeah, we do not know. Man, that show went fast. Wow. Tomorrow, we have some guesting as well. We have three on Wednesday. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. Follow him. all his shows and all his interaction, all the hockey and the college football and the pro sports and everything else he talks about. At Crazy Charlie 615. Tomorrow on the show, we have Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews. That's early. Blake Ruffino down in Louisiana will check in with us. He's excellent, too. And Berg will be with us. Already Wednesday, man. Goes fast. Goes fast. At Bill is King. Markets slightly red this morning. Tesla, though, is trying to rip. There's more than a rumor out there that they're going to be added to the S&P 500, which would be big. So I'm watching me some Tesla today. You can choose to do the same or not. Loshbaum.